Welcome to America. Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Putin versus Obama, Obama versus Putin. It's like that crazy wrestling celebrity death match they used to have on MTV with the claymation figures. They can't get enough of it here on America Tonight. So who better to talk about this with than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney? Bob, I'm so serious. If that show was still around, trust me, they'd have Putin and Obama in the ring. That's what people want to talk about. Who looks better? What's the deal with Putin? What's the deal with Obama? What's your take on all this stuff with the Ukraine?
Who's tougher than whom? I have to tell you, I was on Air Force One with George Bush, and seriously, the first 20 minutes of the flight was Putin, Putin. I mean, now they talk about the two, you know, in a ring fighting each other. At that time, you wanted to get them a room key, you know. Bush was just enthused with Putin. And I mention that because I actually did hear that, you know, about, you know, Putin's the savior and this and that. And Putin morphed somewhere along the line. And he's played this chess game. And now, you know, they're saying, well, Obama's weak. But the fact remains that through the Bush presidency and the Obama presidency, Putin has just morphed back into this, you know, KGB guy. And there's really, beyond Kate, the chess thumping, if we do sanctions, it does zero to them. In fact, they won't pay us what they owe us. So we'll be sanctioning ourselves. The European Union could do some sanctions, but they said they're not going to do sanctions, and they're the real trading partners. So what we have in Washington, you know, are people that are utilizing this to get more military money, which wouldn't have mattered if we had 500 more nukes. Putin would still take the troops into what he's done. I think at the end of the day, D.C., truly in its heart of hearts, knows that Putin's played this game. He's got some troops in there. He really doesn't want a Vietnam type of situation. But he's going to get some concessions, and he'll have his fingers out there in the coast. And, of course, from his end of it, he has a whole pipeline there to protect of natural gas and, you know, Russia's oil. It's economics.
Yeah, it's economics. And, you know, in the meantime with the Ukraine, now we've pledged, the United States has pledged $1 billion in aid. And that's the other side of this, is the money that the Ukraine needs. That's what Putin was playing chicken with, because they gave him some money but then stopped the flow of that. So now it's I kind of feel like it's one of those radio stunts where you throw people in the middle of the glass container and they throw up the money and decide, which side am I going on? Is it the European Union? Is it Russia? Oh, look, here we are in the middle. We'll grab as much as we can. It feels like that.
Yeah, and you're right. And on top of it, when I read what we're going to do with the money, which is to go up and use the money to send people over there to help them set up their financial system, I kind of think about our big banks and the bailouts. I'm not sure what we're setting up for them. That could take decades, you know. So I just think we're at a point right now that we are not in the driver's seat, and there's frankly not a whole lot we can do besides support democracy. But then again, you know, the Ukraine's had a history of some real problems, including the last president, of people that have taken over and have been running the government.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is another one of those stay tuned things, and we'll see what happens. Now, as we get closer stateside, budget, the president talking about budget. You know, what is the deal with that? You and I have talked about this for a long time. I mean, are balanced budgets and getting along a thing of the past? Is that kind of a mythical deal?
Well, they are, and this year the Senate is, you know, basically up for grabs, one could say. And so the Senate's not even going to do a budget, which tells you, you know, something there. The House will not do anything the president wants. And, you know, I can recall back to 1998 when we had the first balanced budget in generations with Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich. So, you know, talk about an odd couple when one would think back in those days. But they had something. And today it's not going to happen. And it's a lot of factions. People are extremely polarized. I think it's tragic that they can't work, you know, on trying to really get towards the balancing mechanism. Paul Ryan, the House chairman, is doing a budget, and then he's kind of focusing. He's trying to push focusing on poverty, but I don't know how much that will sell with the Republican conservatives.
Yeah. One more, the Obamacare deal, the Affordable Care Act, they're saying they're going to delay it again. to help the Democrats in the midterms, I guess, and you could probably flesh that out better than I can, talking about the fact that they're allowing the insurers to continue to offer the health plans that don't meet the Obamacare minimum coverage requirements, because remember, that was a big problem. So this way, people could keep their same plan. There was a big problem with that, and there wouldn't be a wave of more cancellations. So I guess I answered the question. Is that part of this, is to quell the firestorm for the firestorm for the Democrats?
Well, it is, but they also made a change a few weeks ago, giving business a little bit of a break. And I wondered how, nobody made a major issue. Business gets a break. What about the individuals? But they came back now. I think it's election pressure, and they are going to, this week yet, I believe, they will be announcing this new directive that will allow insurers to continue offering health plans that do not meet Obamacare's minimum coverage requirements. Now, having said that, I'm wondering how the ones that are canceled, do they reissue a letter to them and say, hey, we take it back?
That's weird.
How they're going to do it. But this is a move to, definitely for the election process, because the president's getting a lot of heat. And the president called on states and the insurance industry to allow people to keep their existing plans. And the heat was just so much that I think that they're doing this just to get, through the election process. How they're going to make it work smoothly now, they're kind of reversing themselves, though, is another question. So you have probably a flurry of news stories about that in itself.
Yeah, there you go. All right. We'll look for those news stories, Bob and May. Always fun
right.
to chat
we
with
can
you.
Talk
Thanks.
About it. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So talking about Putin, really, that's the big story. Tuesday, denying sending any of his military into the Crimea that up to there, they're saying up 25,000 Russian troops have already been stationed in the country, and a give or take. He still is insisting that his military isn't planning on seizing anything on the peninsula, but is saying, and this is the bailout move, that he isn't closing the door to any kind of action to protect the local people. So what happens if the Russian troops intervene? Now we're getting closer to this. And there is no stepping around it. Then it would be legitimate, and it would correspond to international law, because they have a direct request from a legitimate president, and it corresponds, as they say, to interest in protecting people who are close to them. So this is the problem, the back and forth of it. And this is what Vladimir Putin, that's his words, that's what he's standing behind. The fact that the ousted Ukrainian president, who left for Russia last week after months of all of that upheaval and all of the unrest, obviously, in the government, boiled over into violence and obviously led to this situation. So at this point, there hasn't been, that we know of, any bloodshed between the Ukrainian and Russian militaries, but certainly, nobody is breathing easy on this one, and especially the United States, because what happens if it explodes? What happens? And will this crisis hurt the global economy? Will it rock the financial boats, as it were? We're going to talk more about that coming up next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dried Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tonight, another Bush holding office. I'll explain as we go deeper into some elections. But before that, we're talking about Putin and the cards that he's playing in this wide world game of poker. And he has got his excuse up his sleeve that he's trying to keep peace in the region, and with the country being so close to his country, they can't afford to have an uprising, and that's exactly why they are positioning things the way they're positioning them. Wink, wink. You mean you're putting boots on the ground and surrounding the peninsula just to make sure that everybody's going to be okay? No. This is such a power play, and we've already talked about this a lot in the last couple of weeks with a lot of different people, too. As well. So you can chip away at this, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You're the president, and you have to make a decision on what to do. And what if Putin makes a move? What if this really, toe-to-toe, this turns into a war? Then what? Does he have complete control? He has complete control of the peninsula, for sure. With that many troops and that much military equipment, there is no doubt about it. In fact, they're trying to persuade some of the, quotes, Ukrainian soldiers to jump over to the other side. But nobody is running the Ukraine. So you got a lot of camouflage walking around. That's what you have. All over the place. In some areas, it's not quite calm. It just depends on where around the border areas that the people happen to be milling about, let's put it that way. And Putin had ordered 150,000 Russian troops who were doing military exercises near the border back to their barracks. But that didn't involve the soldiers that were in the Crimea. It didn't involve them. So this sort of interim leadership that's in Kiev, and I say sort of because there really isn't a head. There's sort of this parliament that's been scratched together. And they've doubled their security at the checkpoints around the border. So they have done that. But really, the citizens, let's face it, are in complete limbo. It has to be the worst, sickest feeling you can imagine. They're unsure. They have to be unsure about their tomorrows. I mean, listen, you have heavy Russian presence. And then you have this hobbled together sort of parliament. So now you got NATO that's supposed to meet Wednesday with Russia's ambassador, and they've put together an emergency session because Poland is concerned that the conflict could spread to other regions, which I don't think that happens. I mean, I think this is completely a Ukrainian grab. I mean, that's it. And then you have our Secretary of State saying, we're going to stand by the Ukrainian people. I mean, that's it. We're standing by the people. Okay, so what does that mean? Officially saying, having the Secretary of State saying, we're going to stand by the Ukrainian people when they build a strong democratic country they deserve. We have to step up and answer the call. Wow. So step up and answer the call. What does that mean for the United States? Is this pretty much laying it out that, okay, you make a move, then that's it. Then we have to move back. Can you imagine if we actually had troops? I'm not even saying tossing in this billion. What if the unthinkable happens? Because what happens if it explodes? I mean, look at the situation in Russia. I mean, in Syria. And all the conversation around that. And that was Syria. And, of course, nothing happened as far as invading threats and possibilities. But now this is a whole different thing we're talking about with Russia involved. And do you think Putin is going to back down? And the answer is, of course, he's not going to back down. And is this the Cold War too? Does it feel like the Cold War too? I think it does. And I mean, I hope not. It affects every single one of us. I mean, the people certainly there, but it will bleed into America. It will affect us. Absolutely. And coming up in our next hour, if you're with us, we're going to talk to Andrew Szabo with Peel Back the Onion, and we're going to peel back the onion on that. And what does that mean? What about the ruble and destroying the ruble? What are the possible tactics that the United States or the West can take against what's going on, what's mounting in Russia? And how about the people who are backing the Russians? Because there are people who are backing Russia. Some of the people in the area of the Ukraine that we're talking about. And I was looking at a map that somebody sent me earlier today. And in the map, it shows pretty much why, you know, looking at the economic ties between Russia and Europe. I mean, leave out the United States and talk about the exports, talk about the investments, talk about goes back and forth between Europe and Russia. And if you look at Russia, almost $300 billion exported, right? And in the EU, about $170 billion the other way. And then you look at the investments. There are a lot of ties. Deep economic ties between Russia and Europe. So with the United States putting trade talks and other talks on hold with Russia, with John Kerry saying what I just said that we're here. We're here for you to back the whole democratic principle in the Ukraine. We're going to do that. Now you have this situation where the European leaders, I would assume, would emphasize diplomacy and mediation. They don't want it to explode. It's not in their self-interest for this to happen. I mean, the Eurozone, for goodness sake, is still teetering. They're coming out of their own crisis. So any measures that would put them at risk, I don't think so. I mean, the EU is the third largest trading partner after the U.S. and China. So U.S. and China, and then Russia, and it's big, it's close. I mentioned pretty much what we're talking about, you know, what the numbers are, roughly. And Russia is Europe's single biggest supplier of energy. Oh, the energy game. There is just no way they risk that. So, of course, we've seen oil and gas jump up because of the potential for an eruption of any sort there. So imagine if it really were to happen. Not good, my friends, not good. So there may be a parting of the ways, too, as to what the United States wants to do versus what the European Union wants to do. And Germany, they're very reliant on the Russian energy. I mean, extremely. And they know it. BP is the second largest shareholder in Russia's leading oil producer. The second largest shareholder in the leading oil producer, Rosneft. So the Russians, it's in their interest as well to keep the energy flowing, but it's not a definite. These are all part of why I think Europe is just, you know, they're not taking orders from the U.S. It's not in their self-interest. This is another side of this story. Another Bush in office. What office and who is it? Curious? Find out next.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you do want me, give me your decision. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love. And when I'm feeling good, and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine.
Of the hour, why New Jersey matters. I bet you are dying to hear that. The rest of everybody else listen to me across America. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But first, let's talk about a couple of interesting things that happened in some elections. The oldest member of the House of Representatives actually is facing a runoff, because he's trying to get to Congress for the 18th and final time. His name's Ralph Hall. He's a Republican from Texas. He didn't get the 50% of the vote he needed on Tuesday in the Republican primary, so he's going to face the challenger, John Ratcliffe, the guy's name, is in a runoff at the end of May. So this, why this is interesting to everybody, is the fact that he's the oldest member of the House of Representatives. You know, we've talked about term limits and whatnot before. So it'll be an 18th time he's elected. He's 90 years old. So he has served in Congress since 1980. And he says this would be his last year. This would be it for him. Ah, don't you have to get... I mean, since we have the screwball thing, which really, I think you need fresh blood in there, right? And he may be a terrific guy and might have been part of some stellar legislation. But I think this is that whole thing with term limits in the first place. But at this point, since we don't have him, going for an 18th time, 90 years old, what do you say? Let him have it? Yeah, it seems it's crazy. Oldest sitting House member. So then if he does win in the runoff, geez, 90-something, you want to be really shuffling back and forth to Washington? I don't know. All right, here's the Bush. Drum roll, please. Brrr. Another Bush in office, and this is a good-looking Bush who speaks fluent Spanish, is pretty well-liked, and has youth on his side, which would be youth. That's how you say it, New Jersey, youth. So, George P. Bush is the 37-year-old son of the former Florida governor, Jeb Bush. He easily beat the business guy that was running against him. He gets the Republican nomination for Texas Land Commissioner. How about that? And just to re-rack here, because people say, well, he's fluent in Spanish, you know, blah, blah, blah. His mother is from Mexico. And, of course, I don't have to go through the whole Bush legacy, but it's a long legacy. So here he is. He was working this, and everybody said he was going to be the next Bush to jump in, and he has. He's a good fundraiser, so look for him on the future world stage. He raised almost $4 million, which is an incredible amount of money for a land commissioner. You know what a land commissioner does? They pretty much are the administrative face of land and mineral resources for the state, anything across the whole state. And I think this is just step one. Just step one. And then the other big race that people are talking about, and these all happen to just be in Texas, is because she also got a lot of national publicity, is Wendy Davis. The Texas Republican Attorney General, a guy named Greg Abbott, and the Democratic State Senator Wendy Davis easily won in their gubernatorial primaries. They're going to square off in November because Governor Rick Perry is done. He's not going to try to be reelected after 14 years. There's another guy who's been in office for a long time. So it's no secret that the one guy who's been the attorney general, Abbott, has wanted this position for a long time. All of a sudden, enter Davis, who gets massive national publicity because of a big filibuster, a 13-hour filibuster over abortion restrictions, new abortion restrictions in Texas. And her fundraising was off the charts in the last part of 2013. But she's a big-time underdog in this one. Big time. In fact, she's the first female gubernatorial nominee in Texas since the former governor, Ann Richards, did it, of course. And that was 1994. Richards' last year in office was 1994. Democrats have not had that spot. And very unlikely that she would win. Very, very unlikely. She is the heavy, 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 heavy. Let me say it again. She is the heavy underdog in this one. Heavy. And since we're on the subject of elections and politics and where we are with that, the wife of Congressman Alan Grayson, this made huge news, is accusing him of domestic violence. Of all the things that you hear, of course, that is such it's like a neon sign when that goes off. But looking into it, they're investigating it. She said this over the weekend. She accused him of that. So his spokespeople are saying it's frivolous accusations and it's supposed to damage his reputation, and that's what that's about. But in Orlando, they are doing a whole series of what you would normally go through in an investigation to see if there are any, if there's any evidence that they can substantiate Grayson's wife, Lolita Grayson is her name, if they can see any of that, prove that anything had happened there. She filed for divorce in January after 24 years, I guess they had been married, and she claimed that he pushed her against the door, showing up at the house and had done some other things. And, you know, so we'll see where this goes. At this point, a judge, and this is what they have to do, granted temporary protective, temporary protective injunction, against Grayson. But there's no criminal charges. There's no criminal charges that are out there against him at this point. But once that starts to circulate, that's a tough thing to shake. And he knows that this is a guy who's pretty popular, actually. He's served Florida since 2008. And, of course, he's up for re-election in the fall. And he's pretty popular. He really has made the rounds. He's a Democrat. He's really made the rounds on the talk show circuit. You know, he's sort of one of the guys that's the opposite of whoever the Republican du jour is on the Sunday morning shows. He's gone that route. He's gone through that. And this could be pretty damaging, which then, of course, not that they'll pounce on it, but it does give an opening to the Republican on the other side of it. Of course, if there is more to it than this, it may end up being that, who knows, he dumps out. But he's saying that it's frivolous. That's what they're saying now anyway at this point, right? So pretty interesting. I think the midterm elections, needless to say, and the midterm elections across the board, across the U.S., wherever you're listening to me, more than likely there's a chance it could be a tight race somewhere. I know we've got a couple of tight races. We keep talking about the one that really stands out, and that's Senator Mary Landrieu in Louisiana. I know there's some people listening in Louisiana, and she is on the cut line, without a doubt. She is trying to sort of distance herself in a way from the president's policies, you know, with affordable health care because of the problems people have had in the implementation of it and her phone ringing off the hook and emails and complaints and everything else. And a couple of other things that affect the people in that state. Remember, it really is true. All politics are local. It's like when I say, what's in your wallet? You know, how high are your taxes? What are you being affected by? That's where we talk about what's going on in your state and how key that representation is anyway, right? And she knows it. She knows that she's teetering, and it's a tough thing to do because there isn't any coattails necessarily to ride on at all in her case, and she has to stand up, take a big stand, and she has. She has to do that if she's going to have any chance of pulling it off and winning that race because people are, you know, are furious. I mean, absolutely furious. I said that we were going to talk about why New Jersey has so much going on. What's so great about New Jersey? And I promise that I will explain that a little bit further. Already, I got an email from Trey who says, what exit are you from? I mean, of course, that's the old joke about anybody from New Jersey if you met them. Where, in other words, where do you live? Where are we getting off? And I had to laugh, so I had to throw that out there. Like everywhere else, folks, you all know this. Whatever, it's almost like that state rivalry thing, too. Whoever you border, they can't drive, can they? In New Jersey, they say Pennsylvania drivers are the worst. In Massachusetts, well, they say everybody's the worst that comes through Massachusetts. You know, pick your place. If you say Florida, they'll say Alabama drivers are the worst. Or they say Georgia. Just depends on who you're talking to. What part of the state? Anyway, we're going to have a little fun. Coming up next, Jersey, why it has so much going for it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Was going to put up billboards all over New Jersey. They were going to go up in July that had an image of a woman with her arm raised with the message, "Dear New Jersey, when people call you the armpit of America, take it as a compliment. Sincerely, Dove." But the people in New Jersey got wind of it, and they think that stinks. So a Facebook page went up saying, "Thanks for insulting New Jersey. I'm not going to buy your products again." The ad was supposed to promote a new line of deodorants. They thought it'd be clever to kind of leak it out a little bit, but it backfired. Part of the message was to show that armpits aren't a bad thing, but the ad won't even go up in New Jersey because the people are so upset. Because people in Jersey have heard this forever. It's the armpit of America, all that kind of stuff, right? So I feel like as somebody from that area that I have to defend New Jersey. What do we have in New Jersey? Tomatoes, corn, Wawa coffee, Wildwood Boardwalk, Cape May, Scrabble. Don't even know what it is. Or Scrapple. Scrapple and Scrabble, the New Jersey variety. Bon Jovi, you just heard Bruce Springsteen. We can pump our own gas. Can you pump your own gas in the other states? The answer is no. How about, rest his soul, James Gandolfini, Meryl Streep, Kevin Spacey, Danny DeVito, Queen Latifah, John Travolta, Lou Costello, Kirsten Dunst, Tara Reid, Ray Liotta, Jason Alexander, Robert Blake, you can keep him, Buzz Aldrin, Tom Cruise, Anne Hathaway, Paul Rudd, I love Paul Rudd, Brooke Shields, do I need to go on? Pork roll, have you ever had pork roll? The best. New Jersey's outstanding and good for the people for saying we don't want your stinking billboards. Bum. All right, if you want to sound...
The pumping gas thing.
Because we get to pump our own gas. Why can't you pump your own gas that you have to have somebody do it?
Who has to have somebody do it?
Oh, no. The fact is it's the opposite. In New Jersey, I got that wrong. In New Jersey, I meant to say all of you have to pump gas. In New Jersey, we can't pump our gas.
They don't trust you.
No, it's better because who wants to have to get out of the car and pump gas? When I first left New Jersey and I was in Nebraska, Matt, I had no idea how to pump gas. Two men had to show me how to do it when I pulled up to the gas station. Isn't that terrible? I mean, I could change a tire.
What is it,
I could 1920? Check the oil.
Can't pump your own gas?
No, we don't pump our own gas. And it costs the same amount of money as your gas. Jersey girls don't pump gas. We like it that way. All right, 855-266-5283. We're hacking it up here, talking about a couple of different things. And we're going to take some calls. Pete, David, hang on. Let's go to David listening in Oregon. Hey, David, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, David, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's up, man?
Hey, okay, I thought I was talking, or calling Free Talk, but...
Oops, wrong show.
Oh, hey, that's fine. What was the subject? Oh, you guys were just, I take that back. You guys were just talking about gas, and I did want to bring up that I'm in Oregon. It's another state where you're not allowed to pump your own gas.
Woohoo!
But,
I didn't know that.
It works out nicely, though, because it's a lot of extra jobs here. And not only that, we don't have sales tax in Oregon, which is nice. So we're one of the last few.
I'm glad you said that, David. I'm glad you accidentally got through to us. That was a great call because I didn't realize that Oregon, you did that. Oregon's a beautiful place, too, by the way. And the whole sales tax thing, amen, brother. Bring it on. That's good. Thank you. Thank you for hanging. All right, let's go to Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's up?
You know, in Texas, you got to pump gas.
Yeah, I make it, baby. I make it.
That was good.
Hey, isn't Putin a thug?
Oh, geez. It is like Cold War II.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking's going on. That money that we're sending over there, he's going to snag it. And then he's going to turn around, and the Chinese are going to want our dollars. So the Chinese are going to get paid. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, taking the billion and... tossing some of it, that would give some of the money back, yeah.
And then the Chinese are going to get paid through the middleman, Putin.
Yeah.
And he's going to take his cut. And also thought of Kuwait. That made a nice fire, didn't it? All those wells.
Oh, yeah. Remember what happened there. And the energy, they're so tied to the energy. And the European Union is kind of backing away from it. I mean, they're involved, but they're not trying to overplay the hand because they don't want to get too far deep into this with Putin because of their interests.
Well, when they're looks like they're lining up. You've got Putin doing his thing. And then over in the Middle East, you know, they're always butting heads over there about the energy. So, you know, they may be just lining up, fixing to shut the whole thing down.
Yeah, you could be right. Absolutely. I mean, I think there's a lot of things at play here, and Putin realizes he really has, I really believe he has the upper hand. What's he going to do? He could trump, and you know, he can trump us in a lot of different areas. I mean, I don't like being in this position, frankly. I don't think it's a good place to be.
No, we're the underdog on this.
Yes,
deal.
We are.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my take on the situation.
Yeah, Pete, I agree with you. Thanks for the call. Absolutely. Pete's right. I mean, you know, I said this the other day. Think of this shipping the money over to them. Then what happens to the money? Poof, it vanishes. Especially if Russia, you know, once the money's in, boom, okay, they got the money. Hey, John Kerry, Secretary of State, we're going to help them. Woohoo, get democracy. But then that all blows up and Russia takes back over since the early 90s. Then this goes back the way of Russia and things completely change. This, now the Ukraine is back under the wing of Mother Russia, and that changes a couple of things, certainly for the people, although there is a great majority of them who, you know, are Russian, are all about Russia, who want to be part of Russia. They don't want necessarily the separation or let's have this democracy. So there's also that working against the Ukrainians who would like democracy, even if it's just a little slither of an area. It's a big percentage, and that's part of this deal here, too. So Putin knows that not everybody is against this whole movement here. And clearly, Putin has no respect for Obama. I mean, he just doesn't. He doesn't have any respect. You know, that's just the way it is. Otherwise, some of the things recently that have happened would not have happened. And could it be that the president has completely misunderstood Putin and his moves? So here goes the end of the Cold War, and welcome Cold War II. And he's got the best seat at the table, and he's got the best way to read the cards. And I just don't see him taking the soldiers and backing away and nothing happens. I don't think so. I'd be really surprised if that happens. Really, really super surprised. Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.